The reason I gave one officer yesterday is on, when was it? Yesterday was Tuesday. So Monday night, I was working on this sugi on Testament base. And as you start to experience this sugi, you'll notice that it's got a lot of, it seems very, very technical. And it's complicated, and it's hard to make Seder. And then you got a Rashi, and you got a Tysis, and I was having a hard time, like, getting myself to where I needed to be to give a shiur the next day. So at about 11:30 midnight, I gave up and I said, "I'll just pull a shear out of the freezer," and pulled the shear out of the freezer. That's what I did. You always got to have shear in the freezer. I pulled one out of the freezer. And then I spent a good time out of time last night post sicha. I had some time to to deal with. What I want to do today is this is going to be a 2-day project. So I want to say right up front, 2-day project. Today, my goal is just to make Seder. Because when you read a Gemara like this, again, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And you read a Gemara and there's a lot of words. There's a lot of words and there's this, that, and the other thing. And the goal, and it's hard to make Seder. And then you want to start getting into lumdas and explaining things, etc. But you can't even get started with that until you have a sense of Seder. So that is my goal, is just today to make some Seder. Okay, and then tomorrow, Bezus Hashem, will start to delve into the world of the ideas. So let's go. So first, I just want to make one ha'ara. It's not the sugi, but I think it's a good ha'ara. Just take a look at the Mishnah Daf Tesem Veiz. So the Mishnah says, "Kol shechavti bishmirasu hechsharti es nizko." It's a funny lashon. Kol shechavti bishmirasu. I'll just explain that as if I'm chayiv in shmirah, meaning I failed in shmirah. Now, hichsharti es nizko. So Rashi, right off the bat, just has a couple of lashonos here. Rashi writes, shechavti bishmirah, so shenizchayavti lashomro. I had an obligation of shmirah. Guys, don't worry about the board. Stay here. We'll worry about the board later. So nizchayavti lashomro, hichsharti es nizko. So what does that mean? Says Rashi, klomar, im hizik, hichsharti vizimanti oso hezek, shelo shamarti v'yafeh. So if I have an obligation of Shmira, I failed to do Shmira, so I'm going to be chayv. In other words, this Rashi is one of the rayas that the Achronim bring, that the chiyuv hezek back to the beginning of the year is a function of a failed Shmira. That's, and then Rashi writes in the next lashon, which is also important, lishna achrina hichsharti es nizko, if I was machshir the nezek, alai lahachshir uletaken es nizko, klomar ani chayev l'shav. So this language I would suggest is a raya. When you pay, what are you really doing? What's the word that Rashi uses? A tikkun, and that to me sounds like it's restoration, right? The payment is a tikkun of the nezek, and therefore, yes, it's tashlumin, but it's really a tashlumin betoras restoration. Okay, that's a ha'ara. Just Mila de Sograim in parenthetical point. Now we go to the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, Kol shechavti bishmirasu hichsharti es nizko. What's the case? What's the case that I'm chayiv? I failed in shmira, and therefore now it's a nezek waiting to happen. I'm chayiv if something happens. Ketzad, and now the Gemara tells us this case. Shor abor shmas lakeh shatav katan, biziko, chayiv l'shalim, masha ein kain v'esh. So basically, the Brisa sets up a construct. And I'm going to go very ABC. We're learning Becharusa this morning. And the price sets up a contrast. We have a din that applies shor bor chayav and a parallel halacha masha'en kein be'esh. Shor bor chayav, masha'en kein be'esh. So what the chart does is, this is the shor box and this is the connected esh box. And we don't know what's the right parallel, what case of power we're talking about, but we have a parallel. We have one din by shor bor, and a contrasting din by esh. Okay? So now the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Let's see. So the Gemara says, what's our case? But my asking, ilem b'shor kosher bar mechusa, dekabseka b'esh kacheles. So maishna hacha. Ela b'shor mutu b'bar megula, dekabseka b'esh al heves. Mashen kem b'esh de potter. But that doesn't work either. V'amrei shlokish, mishmei dechizkia, lo shna Lo shanu ela shemasa lo gacheles the liba avashal heves chayev my time the habari hezek. So the Gemara says, I'm stuck over here. This comparison to understand this brisa, is going to create for me a problem. Because if I'm talking about a case of a kosher mechusa, and what's my parallel? My parallel is gacheles. And here you want to tell me I am chayav. And here I'm potter. Well, that makes no sense. Whatever it did, if I'm chayav over here, I should be chayav over here. If I'm potter over here, I should be potter over here. That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's going to be a problem. I can't go here. You'll tell me we're talking about a case of mutar and megula, a shore that's untied, a boar that is megula. And what's your parallel by Aish? Shalheves. It's a flame. But if that's true, what does Reish Lakish say in this case? Mutar megula. He's going to tell me, you're going to tell me chayev. And the parallel case of Shalheves is potter. But what does Reish Lakish say? Chayev. So that's not going to work according to Reish Lakish. In other words, the Seifa, this possibly is a kasha to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan could be okay in this case. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you mutar megula is what? Is chayev. And Shalheves is potter. So Rabbi Yochanan could be fine over there. But according to Reish Lakish, this is kasha. And according to the Havamina, both these boxes, according to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, this is difficult because I don't see why you should distinguish. If kacheles is potter, then kosher mutar should be also, kosher mechusa should also be potter. Good? Good, simple, just working through Shakovich. I think it's good to put things in charts. I think it makes life much easier. So the Gemara says, we're going to answer up Reish Lakish first. La'olam b'shur kashur ubor mechusa. We're talking about a
tie.
We're talking about the top half of the board. Okay? Udyakavasei gabe eish kacheles. And now that you asked akasha to everyone. Udyaka amris maishna hocha, maishna hocha. Answer, sure, diracheha linituke. Bor, diracheha linature. Kacheles, come to shavikle, ma'amya amya ve azla. Okay, so our answer, we're going to have an answer. Look, over this answer is going to work somehow according to everyone. But basically our answer is going to be, yes, the din is going to be, as we know, chayev, potter. And even Reish Lakish will tell you that by gacheles, shemaser le cheresh, is potter. Why is potter? Because the character of gacheles, says the Gemara, is what? What direction is Gacheles trending in? It's trending in Ma'amya Amya Ve'azla. It's going down. So this is trending, we'll just write down. Trending down. Whereas in the case of Shor Kosher Mechusa, it's trending, I don't know, it's a Tzarechin. I don't know, but it's saying, yeah, it's not trending down. It's not trending down, and therefore you could be chayav. But since kacheles is trending down, and this is, it's not trending down, therefore you're chayav. Now, issue number one is like, what's the pshat of it? I get the kacheles piece, but right now, this shore is a shore that is tied up. This boar is a boar that is covered up. So what exactly is the problem? What's the problem? And indeed, who asked this kasha? We'll see in a second. Tosis asked this kasha, but that's what the Gemara is going to say in this box, and that needs to be explained. Lastly, the Gemara concludes and tells us, Ule Rav Yoichanan, De'amar afilu mosalo shalheves, nami potter, and the kavasei hacha b'shor mutar ubor megula, so maishna hacha, maishna hacha. So what's the difference? How is Rav Yochanan going to understand what? Where's Rav Yochanan? How does Rav Yochanan make this split of mutar megula is chayav and shalheves is potter? Why should if shalheves is potter, then what's the difference? What's the difference? Where's Rav Yochanan? So the Gemara answers, that hacha sorry, my so tzif so hasam tzifsa decheres kagarim and hacha lo tzifsa decheres kagarim. So when it comes to shalhedes, it's who's causing the hezek? Who's causing the hezek? Decheres. This is called tzifsa decheres, and therefore the baal is potter. And therefore the baal is potter. Whereas over here, mutter megula, this is called. Yeah, this is called lot sifsa de cheresh kagarim. And that's why you're chayim. Okay, that's the structure of the Gemara. Again, I put this as Rashi. We'll double back, but that's the structure of the Gemara. And the difficulties are just to understand what is the lumdus in the fundamental. The Gemara is making distinctions between Eish and Bor Shor. And what is the logic for those distinctions? Okay. So we will see in a moment that Rashi is going to suggest an approach, which frankly, impossible to understand. Tosis is going to suggest an approach, which on the surface is a little better. And what I want to do is learn Rashi Tosis with you. Set up some of the issues, okay? We're just learning Bechavrusa. So let's see Rashi. So Rashi writes, very strange Rashi. Shur diracheha linetuke. Rashi writes, this, I was telling our dear friend Nassen Shlita, there is a rule, a law in chemistry called the law of entropy. What is the law of entropy? Are you serious?
Entropy.
Are you... You never took chemistry in high school?
It was COVID.
Alright, entropy is that very, who said random? Things tend towards randomness. That's the law of entropy. Things tend towards randomness. And I told Nassen, a yeshiva bacher's dorm room is the best raya to the law of entropy. You see what it looks like after a week or two. That's things tend towards randomness. So basically, that's what Rashi's telling you. Is that good? You have a shore that is right now makusha. You have a boar that's mechusev. But where is this? The nature of things is that they start to unravel. And says Rashi, says Gemara, it's a Gemara. Shor d'rachel l'natuke, v'havale asuke adaydesh, afilu ena cheresh matiro, sofala hadres atzmo, hilkoch shmira re'uahi, v'afilu hitiru cheresh, chai balashor, l'nature, limpo, hilkoch shmira re'ahi, v'afilu gileu cheresh balabor, chai v'lesham shalo shamro ka ro'ahi. And what's interesting about this Rashi? I'm looking for participation.
He's not focused.
That's not what's interesting about. That's what's interesting about the Rashi. I heard enough. Zevi says, what role is the Cheresh playing over here?
Nothing.
Zero. The Cheresh is irrelevant, according to Rashi. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Let's say the Cheresh goes and unties the sword. Who's Chayav? The Baal. Let's say the Cheresh doesn't untie the shore. Who's Chayav? The Baal. What role is the Cheresh playing?
None.
Zero. He has no place here, and in a certain sense, therefore the Gemara is very strange. Because if you ask me what's the title of the sugya, I think I put on the Marmakomos, is Mesiras Nezek LeCheresh Shaita V'Katan. Well, you know what? According to Rashi, the sugya has nothing to do with Mesiras Cheresh. Mesiras Chayfetz L'Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. It has nothing to do with it. It's all about the nature of this Shmira. Rashi says this Shmira is going to expire, It's temporary nature. It's going to become undone, and therefore the Baal Ha Shorbor are Chayev, and Cheresh is a sideshow. Why, according to Rashi, therefore, in the case of, according to Rashi, is Rashi, why Kosher Mechusa Yechayev?
Because
it's not a good Shmirah. It's not a good Shmirah. Why by Gacheles are you putter?
It's tendencies like it happened.
I guess something happened. The Gacheles now blew up.
It wasn't your fault.
But
his Shmirah was enough on the thing.
But
his nature is to go down.
What? Its nature is to go down, and therefore
it's
a good Shmirah. It's a good Shmirah.
If
you ask me, I'm just saying, if you ask me, which is a better Shmirah? A shore that's kosher, it's balabatish. A shore that's kosher, a boar that's mechusa, or a gacheles that's on its way down? Just simple balabatish logic. I'm putting it out there. I think there's a little bit of a tsarachin over here. Is it why does Rashi say, a shore? I'm asking a balabatish a question. A shore that is tied is going to become untied. Going to happen. So it's your responsibility. A gacheles that is flaming out is going to flame out. And therefore, when it flames up, you're putt. I don't get it. I'm just telling you, I don't get it. All I'm saying is, we can debate it. I'm just saying, me, this simple Jew, I don't get it. That's all I'm saying. You get it? You get it. I don't get it. That's all I'm saying. Okay? In other words, I think there's something else going on over here, is what I'm saying. I think there's something else going on over here. You want me to tell you what I think is going on over here? Or not? Yeah, I don't want to tell you. I really don't want to tell you.
Why?
Because I want you to work on it.
Yeah.
And not be... I want you to work on it, okay? But I want you to think about what I'm saying, okay? Weiter. So what about Rav Yochanan? So he says, well, Rav Yochanan... Ma'amya. So umay deliba cheresh... And that which the Cheresh now got the Gacheles going, all of a sudden the Cheresh is back, by the way. Ooh, interesting. Now all of a sudden the Cheresh made a comeback. By Gacheles, it's on its way out, and therefore, if it now flamed up, whose fault is it? It's the Cheresh's fault. It's the Cheresh's fault. But when he gave the Cheresh a sure kosher, and now the Cheresh what did what? He untied it. Whose fault is it? It's the Baal Shem. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I need you, to explain this chiluk to me of Rashi in Lumdisha terminology. Okay? I know you'll have some vague, fluffy idea. I want you to Lumdisize. Okay? That's project number one. Let's move on to... And by the way, I told you to look at the Gemara Daf Chav Beis. According to Rashi on Daf Chav Beis, is there any machlekes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish that's relevant to this local sugya, or is this like a big fat machlekes? What did Rashi say? Rashi says this machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the case of Shaul Heves is not a machlekes about giving it over to Cheresh. It's our old machlekes, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Eisha Mishum, Chitza Mishum Amona, has nothing to do with, and I think there's going to be a Rashi L'shitas. Okay, well, let's move on. Is Tosis happy with Rashi?
No.
So let's see Tosis. So first of all, Tosis. Bishur Kosher Bor Mechusa. How many of you finished all the Tosis in? Okay, so we're going to learn Tosis together, but stay with me. Tosis says, "Bishur kosher bar mechusa, perish karoui." Are these tied properly?
Yeah.
Yes. De'ibeshe lo roi, then lav klumu. Va'od mi deparech ma'isna hacha klomar uvisneim hayalehem li pater. Tosis says we're talking about it's tied properly. And that's why the Gemara is saying, why is Gacheles putter, and this Chayav, after all, this too is properly tied. Who's he really asking a Kasha? It's a Kasha and Rashi. The Gemara seems to suggest strongly we're talking about it's properly tied, that's exactly what I was bothered by. If Shal Heves doesn't do damage, then this, I'm not responsible when I properly do a Shema. So what says Rosh, it says Taisus the Pshat? Shor Ovid Lenatuke. What does the Shor do? What does the Shor do? Breaks out. Really? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. A Shor that's tied, stays tied. And a boar that's Mechusa, stays mechusa. So perish Rashi. I feel below cheres. Dakali natuke meola meelav. Vechem bor dakali natu meelav. Vekase da al korchach bekaso vekiseu karoi myri. Kidepi Rashi, like I just told you. Well, come on, it's not kiseu karoi potter. So how can Rashi say what he says? Benirem. No. What does it mean? Dakali natuke de cheres. It means who's untying it. Cheresh is untying it. The Ka'amar de Gora means the Masla Cheresh. Haba Gacheles lo Gora kokach. Dein Darko le Labos Gacheles kemo de Darko le Natuke Shor ulenatuke Bor de Kamer de Shavu le Cheresh ma Amir Amir va'Azil. So says Tosis.
The Pshat over here, according to Reish Lakish, Chayav Potter. According to Rashi, is Cheresh relevant?
No.
Rashi says cheresh is not relevant. According to Tais, why is kasha mechusa chayv and shalheves is potter? Because this is a halacha in cheresh. It's a halacha in cheresh. And a cheresh, is a cheresh a super responsible person? No. So what's the cheresh going to do? He's going to act irresponsibly. So the mesira to the cheresh is an act of irresponsibility. Of course it's properly tied, but when you go in and give it to the cheresh, there's no law of entropy. Tied stays tied. What caused it to become untied? The cheresh. And that's why cheresh, yeah, he's going to go ahead and untie gacheles. Gacheles. He's going to light that up? Nah, he's not going to light that up. Okay, so I guess cheresh is like to play with knots. They like to play with pits. They don't like to play with coals. Tosas knows. They don't like to play with coals. I don't fully have the chilek here. But Tosas says. There's a difference here. The cheresh is a player. What kind of player? What kind of player is the cheresh? Is the cheresh enhancing shmira or diminishing shmira? He's diminishing shmira, says Taisus. Rashi says, what's the cheresh?
No.
Zero. Okay. Good. Just making safe. Just creating some organization. All we do. Next Taisus. So what does Rav Yochanan say? Rav Yochanan says, even a case of Shalheves is putter. So Tosi has a really sharp kasha. It's a really, really sharp kasha. How does the Gemara stay with me? It's technical, but it's going to just work with me. How does the Gemara understand the chilek shorbor versus eish according to Rav Yochanan? How'd the Gemara understand that? What'd the Gemara say? Yeah?
With the shalhevet, you're giving over.
With the shalhevet, we're talking what kind of shorbor?
It matters.
We're talking about a shorbor that's a shor mutar and a bor megula. The kava say gabe a shizay shalhevet.
They're all
And when you give over a shalheves to a what? To a cheresh. Then it's called, and he lights up, it's tzivsa the cheresh kagar. He did it. And when you give him a sure megula, then who did it? Then you did it. Then you did it. Okay. So he said that's what the Gemara says. It says Tysus, I could have given you a much simpler answer. Much simpler answer. What's the simpler answer I could have given you? Why don't you just say, according to Rav Yochanan, his shalheves is the same as Reish Lakish's gachelts. Correct? He says, what does Rav Yochanan say about a shalheves? It's going to go out. It's going to go out. A shalheves is a gachelis. A gachelis goes out. A shalheves does what? It goes out. So, what's the case of boar, shor, chayev, eish, potter? Talk to me about shalheves. And that's going to be my case, but not because of this fancy tips of the cheresh kagarim, but rather what? The shalheves goes out. Ma'amya amya va'azla goes out. That's Tosis Kashavi. Look at Tosis inside. Ula Rav Yechanan da'amar filu masal shalheves pata. Tema, my kashale. What's the Gemara all worked up about? Ha shalheves Rav Yechanan. Rav Yochanan shalheves is kamo gacheles le. Reish Lakish. And therefore, ubishur kashur ubor mechusa yachal hamido. You could have given me the case of shur kashur bor mechusa that you gave over to a shur. To a what? To a cheresh. What does the cheresh do? What does the cheresh do? The cheresh is going to untie it. So in that case, I give it over to the cheresh. What's going to be the halacha? Am chayv. However, is the cheresh going to go ahead and light up a gacheles? No. Is the cheresh going to go up and light up the shalheves? No. Because according to Rav Yochanan, it's the same thing. So why is the Gemara like working so hard on Rav Yochanan? So here's the answer. Here's the answer, and then in 2 minutes we'll start the shir. Here's the answer. This is all saved. The answer is as follows, says Tosis. V'yesh lomar, demashma le, because the Gemara assumed something. Demashma le, the time of the Rav Yechon, the potter, mishum shahakotan shomro, ve'ein hakotan ose hezek, ela adaraba, ose shmira. Ooh. So Tosis says, no. The Gemara is assuming something in Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's a fundamental machlokes. What's the fundamental machlokes? According to Rashi, what's the relevance of cheresh?
Zero.
According to Reish Lakish, what does a cheresh do? What's the cheresh's quality of shmira? Is it zero? No. It's what? It's bad shmira. It's actually, he's going to butcher the shmira. It was tied, he's going to untie it. He's going to make the situation worse. And you know what Rabbi Yochanan holds? Is a cheresh a zero? Nope. Is a cheresh a minus? Nope. Is a cheresh a plus? He's a plus. A cheresh is a plus. He does shmira ksas. Some shmira. So he says, he's reading a tesis, and then I'm going to start the shir. V'yishomer. Demashay tamad Rav Yochanan depata mishud ha-katan shomro. V'ein ha-katan oseh hezek Ela adaraba. Osa shmira. Vahashta nichale de lo tixter av Yochanan de mukila beshor mutter uvor megula. Amai nokat shemusl cheshod vekat nahabalo maso nami chai de nokat musro lurabusa. Ava yishas shmir ksas. In the case of Mutter and Megula, that's Rav Yochanan's case. What's the Gemara saying in Rav Yochanan? Did the guy who gave the shor Mutter, the shor Megula, did he do a really, really bad thing to give that over to a Cheresh? Was it a really bad thing? What he did was he gave it over to a Cheresh. What does a Cheresh do? Does he do Shmirah? He does a bit of shmira. Does he do enough shmira? He doesn't do enough shmira, but does he do shmira? Yeah. Shmira he does. So you might have thought, according to Rav Yochanan, that is enough. Kamash malan, it's not enough. It's not enough. Now, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to put out, we haven't done anything yet. I haven't done anything. I'm just trying to organize Rashi and Tosfos. Now, I'm going to take a deep breath and just raise a fundamental issue. What is this sugya about? You might look at this after what I just said. Now I'm starting to say shiva. You might think it's about the quality of shmira of a cheresh shoita v'kut. And if I were to ask you that question after now with this presentation, according to Rashi, what do you say? Zero. According to Tosfos Reish Lakish, what do you say? Makes it worse. It's a minus. It's a diminution of Shmira. It's negligence to give it over to the Cheresh Shoita V'kut. And according to Rav Yochanan, it's good, but not good No. Now, Ravosa, is that going to make us happy? Is that a pshat that is bona fide and viable? Now, if I was this intellectually honest, I'd say that's what's going on next to you. But that would be doing you a tremendous disservice in Derech Halimah. And tomorrow's shiur is going to be a Derech Halimah shiur. But Rabosai, so if I ask you, does a cheresh do shmira? Can a cheresh be shomer? Can a cheresh be shomer? What? What do you mean? Yeah. According to Rashi, does a cheresh do shmira? Does he do hezek? No, he's irrelevant. The cheresh is irrelevant. According to Tosfos, he's relevant in what way? Reish Lakish says he's bad. Rav Yochanan says he's good, just not good enough. Now, Rabbi said, this is what I call a classic machlekes in mitzis. So we ask a mitzis machlekes. What do we mean by mitzis machlekes? Can a person who's got certain kinds of impairments, does he do, can he be a shomer? So Rashi says, he's a zero. But that's a factual issue. So let's do a statistical analysis of all the cheresh in the world. Put them, give them a test. See how well they do in the shmira test. And are they shomrim? Are they not shomrim? Are they negative? Are they positive? Just figure it out. Why would you have a machlokas on that topic? I don't think that's the machlokas. So I'm going to start to just explain an idea. And did you notice anything that Tosfos played a trick on us? I don't know if you noticed the trick. He pulled a move. Maybe Rav Fox noticed the move. He made a move. The first Tosfos, and I kept trying to play up this move. What are we talking about? We're talking about three types of people. Cheresh, Shaita, V'Kata. And the whole first Tosfos, we're talking about Cheresh, Cheresh, Cheresh. And then in the next Tosfos, all of a sudden Tosfos starts talking about a cut. Like, why'd he do that? Why'd he do that? Okay, so the guy didn't go, well, why did he do that? Like, well, why that? I don't know why he did that. But I was discussing the matter last night with Rav Safra Shlita. And Rav Safra shared with me the idea that I'm putting out there. Why is a cheresh not a good shomer? If he's not a good shomer, we assume he has some kind of incapacity that impairs his shmir. A shaita has an incapacity that impairs his shmir. Now, we know, there's different levels of incapacity. There's different levels of incapacity. Would you say a katan is incapable of shmir?
No.
We're obviously talking about, are we talking about a one-year-old katan? We're not talking about 1 year-old katan over here. Are we talking about, we might be talking about a 12-and-a-half-year-old katan. So a 12-and-a-half-year-old katan might not have the responsibility of a 20-year-old, but he has some responsibility. So I think the reason that Tosa shifts to katan is because he wants to create, perhaps, again, speculation, he wants to create a certain fixedness. The world of Chershim and the world of Shotim is a dramatic world. There's such a range. Anyone who's spent summers doing work, there's a range. You can't just create an objective category. A katan, who is of a certain age of maturity, he has a certain capacity. And I think if we're learning properly, our methodology has to be. The Machlekes is not, he's talking about a higher functioning person, he's talking about a lower functioning person. That's not a Machlekes. Machlekes has to be a fixed type of objective katan, cheresh, and shota. This type, that is 12 and a half years old, let's say, has that level of das, which is not zero das. It's not the das of an adult, but it's an objective amount of das. What does that contribute or not, and how is that going to work? I'm going to plant a seed, and then I'm going to stop. But this is the seed I want to plant.
Yes.
I think what we want to be thinking about the following way. I'm going to plant a seed. I'm planting a seed. A gacheles. Does that have a status, a shame mazik?
No.
There's two ways you can look at. There's two ways you can look at something. You can look. One second. Let me say it different. There's two ways you can look at something. This is not a mazik whatsoever, or it is a mazik, but it is a protected, guarded mazik. When we speak about this sugya, what's driving this sugya, 100%, there's no doubt in my mind, is the Sfalan Chakir. Does it have a shei mazik? There's a mazik lurking, but it's shamur, and therefore I'm putter? Or I'm putter because it doesn't even have a shei mazik? It doesn't have a status of mazik. You see, the din of gacheles, ma'amya amya va'asla, it's not the pshat that it's guarded, it's somewhere. You know why you're going to be putter? It's because it doesn't have a shame mazik. And if it doesn't have a shame mazik, does it even need shmira? It doesn't need shmira. If it doesn't have a shame mazik, it doesn't need shmira. What about a shalheves? Shalheves. That's already. What does Rabbi Yochanan have to say? What about a shor kosher? A shor kosher. Is that the pshat that once it's tied, it's not a mazik anymore? Or it's a mazik ha somewhere. And what's Rashi going to tell you? It's not even a mazik somewhere. Why? Because it's going to unravel. What's Tosis going to tell you?
It is about
it's 100% what? It's a good shmirah. Ah, but what's Resh Lakish is Chiddush? Resh Lakish says, when you give it to a Chairish, so now what are you doing? It's got a shame mazik, but it's somewhere. If I give it to a Chairish, you're diminishing the shmirah, and therefore you're going to be chayv. What is Rav Yochanan going to say? You're not diminishing the shmirah. Why not diminishing the shmirah? Because he does shmirah. He does shmirah. So Rav Yochanan's going to have a problem in the case of Shor Kosher, because it's somewhere, and a Chairish, a 12 and a half year old, that doesn't diminish shmirah. You need perhaps even enhance a little bit. So that can't be your case. So I'm going to stop here. That's the core ideas that I think are lurking. And now you need to kind of plug it in and figure it out how the pieces fit. And Mr. Shem will wrap that up tomorrow. Okay.